Hare Krishna, Vaisheshika Prabhu. It's a great joy to see you. Hari Bol Brahma Muhurta Prabhu, after seeing your wonderfully groomed and developed daughter, I feel my affection for you has increased even more. And Hare Krishna, everyone on this call. It is definitely a joy to be with you, because anyone who has been in contact with either publishing the books, I'm told I have some issue here with the sound. All right, this is maybe the best we can do. Is it all right, Vaisheshika Prabhu, the sound? Is it
perfect?
Good. Everyone who has been engaged either in translating, publishing, or distributing Srila Prabhupada's books has really had an experience of the transcendental energy just going into his or her life and uplifting one totally.
Listen, if you want to listen.
This is something which is really one of the magical byproducts of book distribution and book publishing. You touch transcendence and you feel it. It's like stepping on a live wire and feeling the different energy going through you. And I'm going to speak briefly about how to feel that transcendental empowerment. So I'm very, very grateful. I feel I've joined my secret brotherhood of book distributors and book publishers, and I'm very inspired to address you on the principles of book distribution and then on transcendental empowerment, and I will be really brief. First of all, I wouldn't be here if there would not have been a merciful devotee who distributed literature to me. Vaisheshika Prabhu has informed us that movements spread by the spreading of literature, and I have seen that also. When I got my first piece of literature, it was actually a Back to Godhead magazine. I surrendered my last amount of Lakshmi, which was in the pocket, which I needed actually for a train to bring me back where I was living. When I got this literature, I remember trying to read Prabhupada's article. It was the peace formula, and I could not understand a word. Then I took the book, not the book, the magazine, home and tried a second time. I do remember reading a sentence which struck me, and I still remember the sentence. I mean, I've written it down, but I remember the moment when I read it, what it did to me. Here's the sentence: if you want peace at all, you will have to change your consciousness into Krishna consciousness, both individually and collectively. So Prabhupada was talking about removing a false concept of peace and success and exchanging it with Krishna consciousness. And the way he just wrote these sentences with so much conviction, really, I can only say it exploded my understanding. I was first a little rebellious. How is this so? But then upon reading it, I could understand, yes, when you want to change the world, you have to change yourself. The Bhagavatam speaks about the man in the mirror, a person standing before the mirror. If you want your mirror image to change, you need to put a tilak on your forehead. You need to do something with the person who stands before the mirror. So the world is only a mirror for the consciousness of the many people who are in it. And if we wanted ever to be different, we have to go to the individual person, that one person, that single person, and give him something which changes his consciousness. And then the man in the mirror, or the projections out in the world, will also change. I still remember this very, very fondly, because after reading it, even struggling with the concept at the very initial state, I had a profound change, and I understood. It's not enough to just protest for peace. It's not enough to just be rebellious towards the society and trying to change it. I have to change myself first. And Prabhupada was the one who told it to me, and I understood it, and I decided to purchase a Bhagavad Gita. At that time it was not yet in the BBT, it was a Macmillan Bhagavad Gita, and read it, and it changed me. I do remember our Brahma Muhurta Prabhu. He took a whole, I think, suitcase of Prabhupada's books with him. He traveled to India. He sat at a holy place and he read the books one by one. And when he was finished, a bus came by, and out came devotees of Krishna, and they swooped him up. They took him in the bus, and he became the BBT manager eventually. So the books do something. They do something to the man in the mirror, the man who stands before the world and looks at the world at a reflection. They change him. So therefore, this is the most noble spiritual activity for spreading Krishna consciousness. What is the contents of this book? There is a repeated message. I have found one quote from Srila Prabhupada which brings the message of the books on the point. It says, "The Lord does not want any one of his innumerable sons, the living entities, to remain in the material world of the threefold miseries, to perpetually suffer the material pangs of birth, death, old age, and disease. The Lord doesn't want anyone to stay and suffer in this world." And a great plot has been arranged by him. Brahma was sent into the world to create, but he had a secret second mission, which was very much on his heart. His second mission was to enlighten the conditioned souls so that they could qualify and rejoin the eternal spiritual world. Prabhupada writes in one Bhagavatam purport, you will like this very much. Anyone who's preaching the mission of the Lord in the line of the Brahma Sampradaya, that's the lineage following Lord Brahma, which has his ideas in it. Anyone who's preaching is always dear to the Lord, and the Lord becomes satisfied with such a preacher of the authorized bhakti cult, and he shakes hands with him in great satisfaction. Everyone out there who listens to this, this is the way to become introduced to Krishna. join the Brahma's mission to enlighten the conditioned souls so that they can go back home, and the Lord will come and shake your hands. Now we are moving towards the Bhadra campaign, and I remember my main service is, I'm still a preacher, but I'm preaching on various ways, League of Yogis, various outreach programs, kirtan events, festivals for the devotees, etc. But when the month of Bhadra came last year, I read that anyone who gives away a Bhagavatam set on a golden throne, what was the result? He goes back to Godhead, isn't it, Vaisheshika? He goes back to Godhead. And yes. And I thought I need a little back to Godhead in my program. So I thought, a golden throne? How do I get a golden throne? And then I Googled on Amazon, in case anyone is interested to get a easy, here it is. I think you can see a little. It has, this is a throne book chair. And I got a few Bhagavatam sets, actually, and put them on the throne, and then gave it away to the people. I put them in a what is a paper basket, or no, what is it called? Cartoon. And yes, because I need a little back to Godhead doses. Now I know from many years of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books on the street, and later opening Namhata programs all over the German-speaking areas of Europe, I know that sometimes distributing sets of books to people who are not yet willing to take the books can be an austerity. It can be difficult. Those of you who were on book distribution on the streets know it. Those who go door to door, I heard in Silicon Valley, every Saturday the devotees in the temple empties out and goes to door to door, and sometimes you get less enthusiastic responses, let us say, like this. You need inner strength to do this. It's not armchair philosophy. It's getting out there and facing, I could say, this timeless resistance against Krishna's control. And spiritual strength is necessary. My dear devotees, first of all, I would like to give you a beautiful quotation which says that there are two types of strengths. This one, normal strengths, and with the, you know, physical and intelligence, and then spiritual strengths. And then I would like to give you some idea how you might develop your spiritual strengths, or refreshen your spiritual strengths, or heighten your spiritual strengths. First of all, there are two types of strengths. Prabhupada writes this in 9, 10, 20, 9th canto, 10th chapter, verse 20. There are two types of strengths, daiva and purushakara. Daiva refers to the strengths achieved from the transcendence, the spiritual world. And purushakara refers to the strengths organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental power, Prabhupada says, is always superior. Beautiful quotation, isn't it? It appears in the part of the Bhagavatam where we find the army of monkeys confronting the well-armed army of the asuras, the demons who were fighting for Ravan. And we find the surprising result that the monkeys were superior because they were empowered by Lord Ram Machandra, Daiva strength, no? His spiritual strength, which was victorious over all the material strengths, even the armed strengths of the Rakshasas. How can you, on this call, and your friends, and obtain this spiritual strength, which will make you give you strength to distribute these books? Srila Prabhupada wrote about this in a letter to Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. And Bhaktitirtha Maharaj had often spoken with me about this particular letter because he was amongst those devotees who went behind the Iron Curtain. You know, that was in a that was at a time when the East Bloc, we called it, formed a strong alliances of countries. And there was always the danger of an outbreak between the countries which were from the West and the country in the East Bloc. So what separated the East and the West was called an Iron Curtain. So Bhaktitirtha Maharaj was one of the devotees who went with the BBT library party behind the Iron Curtain into the East, where at that time atheistic materialism ruled as the state's philosophy. Yes, Karl Marx and the communistic doctrines were very strong, and they were not appreciating anything spiritual at that time. So he went there, and news came back that whenever he returned, he had distributed, oh, I'm so bad in numbers, but phenomenal amounts of Bhagavatam sets, phenomenal. 250 on one journey. I was really, we were all, our brains were smoking. It was so much. And Srila Prabhupada had carefully observed the BBT library party and their adventures in distributing sets of Bhagavatam behind the Iron Curtain. And he wrote a letter which I thought was very nice. In this letter you find out some hints how to obtain your own spiritual empowerment. Prabhupada wrote, "Now you must agree to very rigidly follow the rules and regulations." In other words, chanting 60 rounds of beads daily, rising early, attending Mangal Aarti, observing the four principles, attending the classes, eating only Bhagavad Prasadam, as well as working under the instruction of my representatives, such as your GBC representative and the temple president. And if you follow this procedure very strictly, then your life will be glorious. My dear devotees, as the Bhadra campaign gains momentum, as our spirits are rising, and as we listen to these numbers from the BBT, from Canada, from France, at all around the world, please let us remember the second half of the Bhadra campaign. Only when the two come together, it will be really moving forward. And I know that you know it, but I get my prasadam for saying this. You know, this is the duty of preachers. Please, everyone, think how you can raise your level of consciousness so that you can have an empowered life where the daivi strength, the daivi prakriti moves through you and gives you wings, wings by which you can overcome the ordinary obstacles which you may know. It is simple. Increase your sadhana, have association with devotees who are inspiring you in your progressive path of Krishna consciousness. Very important, if you want to go to a higher level, associate with those who are already on this level, who embody the very ideals which you would like to develop. And third, read the books yourself regularly. These are the three P's of empowerment. P, the letter P. Huh? Philosophy, people, and practice. No? Or in Sanskrit, the Shastras, the Sadhus, Sadhu Sangha, and Sarana. No? This is, they will help you to come in contact with this life via of transcendental empowerment. I thank you very much. I thank our Vaisheshika very much for heading up this program. I was unlimitedly happy to see Brahma Muhurta Prabhu with his very accurate tilak. That has always amazed me how he can make such a beautiful tilak. I can imagine the man in the mirror has also a tilak because he has learned to put it, to change his life, to, and then the reflection also has. Yeah, so these are some thoughts. For us, I'm happy to hear that the German devotees are inspired and into it. That's very nice. And for us, very soon, next weekend, the Ratha Yatra comes and we can make an announcement from the stage. We are right in the best place in Berlin, Brandenburger Gate. And have a stage, and we will make a lot of spiritual vibrations. Germany needs this now. I mean, all the whole world needs this positive thing, and we will also, I will call the temple president after this phone and tell him to make arrangements that we can sell Bhagavatam. I thank you very much. I will get off the call, but I will continue to listen because I'm with my brothers here, book distribution brothers and sisters. It is very nice for me. Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.